Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the webcast once again. Thank you for joining us. It's great. We love watching the comments coming in from Denmark, Spain, Denmark, UK, Canada, and probably many other nations. So thank you for joining us. Welcome. We're glad you're with us. How are you doing, Barry?
Not bad for an old guy, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Thank you. Yes.
You've had some granny time in the last little while, construction time.
Yeah, I was helping my, well, first and foremost, I was visiting my new grandson, Corey Emmanuel, which was great.
Very exciting.
Seeing the other boys. And I was helping my son-in-law convert a shed to an office. So we did a lot of construction work last week. Well, it wasn't construction. It was more deconstruction. we were taking things to bits and putting them all in. We filled up a skip full of rubble and rubbish and stuff. So he gets the fun bit of the construction. And I was just doing the give me a hammer and I can knock things down, but give me something to make something look good. It's a bit more of a challenge.
I hear you. We are... Our daughter and her husband and the kids just bought a new house to them this week. And so they're doing a couple, 2-3 months of renovation. So Ann and I were there doing the same thing with a big bin yesterday. So you were doing it last week. Yeah. And the problem is with me, you know, I'm not the tallest guy in the world. And the bins, I don't know how big the bins are in the UK, but in Canada, I mean, it was probably six, seven feet high. Well, 7 feet high, because I could hardly reach it.
Yeah,
so, you know, I'm trying to throw things in. I feel like a little kid trying to put things on the kitchen counter or something. Well, but it was, we survived.
Yeah, we had a big, it was only about 5 foot high, I guess, but the front came down so we could walk into it.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, Barry, it's the best pack skip. You know, we had so much stuff. We had to pack it to make sure there was no spaces. So everything was laid, slabs were laid flat. The tiles were all built in piles. The bricks were all in piles. And then we just tipped the rubble on top. So, hey, it's all good fun. It's what we do to help our kids.
Oh,
hey?
Yeah.
So we just need to say a little bit about the next couple of weeks. Do you want to do that, Barry?
Sure.
Tell us what we're doing.
Well, next week is as usual. The two amigos will be here in living, you know, color. But the week after, I'm going to be heading to Finland, and I'll be doing a conference there with Pekka, my dear friend, and a growing in sonship event as well. So if anybody's in the Europe area that can make it to those, you know, feel free. I'd love to see you guys. And then the second week that I'm in Finland, which is the 25th, I believe, Mark will be in
Uganda. So I'm going to Uganda for 10 days at the end of May. That's it. You got it. next week as normal. Actually, next week is the 11th, isn't it? So that's the two of us. Then you're in Finland. Then we're both away.
Yeah.
And then the 1st of June, we're back together again. So...
Yeah,
2 weeks of webcasts and then a break on the third week. I think that's what we're saying, isn't it, Barry?
Yeah. It's saying a lot of things to say that.
Yes. I'm sure there's a simpler way of saying it.
Yes, and you were broadcasting a couple of days ago. Where were you broadcasting?
So a couple of days ago at the weekend, I was broadcasting into Switzerland. We got a little group of people there, had a Zoom meeting. I tried spectacularly I failed, but I tried to broadcast the live Zoom to Facebook. I tested it and tested it and tested it, and it worked. And I went live on Sunday night and it didn't work. I mean, the Zoom meeting was fine, but it didn't go to Facebook. And I tested it on Monday and it worked fine. So I have no idea what was going on. But the point of this is at the end of June, Trevor Lind and I are leading a Father Heart Encounter in Switzerland. And at the moment, it's looking like being a very, very international week. We've got people from, obviously, Switzerland, people from France, people from the UK. There's people from Lebanon, people from Finland, and maybe even one from the Philippines. So we've got a great group of people, and we've still got space. So If you would like to join us in Switzerland, it's in the mountains near Geneva. It's a beautiful sight. You're very welcome. So it's the 19th of June to the 25th of June. And there's a website, fatherheart.ch, fatherheart.ch. It will be taught in English and translated into French. But, hey, come and join us if you want to. It'd be a great week. So yeah, that's at the end of June. So I think that's
That's
all the
awesome.
notices, eh?
Yeah, I think that's it. And you're going to be bringing home the bacon today, as they say.
As they say.
I don't know if they, I don't know if they, do they say that in England at all?
Not one I've heard, actually, Barry, I have to say, but I think we get your meaning. So,
So,
would you like to pray before we start,
on
and then
that
I'll get
note,
going with it?
yeah. Okay, Father, we thank you that you love us and we're your kids. And thank you that you meet each and every one of our love needs. And at every moment of every day, you would know what we need before we even ask. And you are a father who comforts us and a father who nurtures us and cares for us in so many ways. And tonight, I just pray a blessing on Mark as he shares. I pray, Father, for just the I just see this picture of flower petals opening up to the warmth of the sun. And I just pray that our hearts would be that way and that our hearts would be open to just what you want to do tonight and just to be able to. I just feel that, Father, I thank you that you never tire of telling us how much you love us.
Yeah.
And I pray that we would never tire of hearing it. I just pray that your mercies would be new every morning and that, Father, that you would just continue to restore a sense of awe and wonder about your great love and how we are the object of your eternal affection. So open our hearts tonight. Bless Mark. And thanks, Papa, in advance for everything you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Barry. I'll see you in a few minutes, eh?
Alrighty.
Well, so yeah, this evening I'm going to talk about the father's nurture. We often talk about comfort on the webcast, and as you know, I believe that's a hugely important area. I don't like to call it a topic because that sounds like it's a bit too intellectual. It's comfort is something we need to receive. But I just felt over the last few days I wanted to talk about this topic of nurture. Again, it's not something we talk about very often, but I think it's just so important that the Father wants to nurture us. And maybe another word we could use, maybe we would understand it a bit more, is the word nourish, because we know what that means. And I believe the Father wants to nourish us so that we go away fed and that internally our heart is fed with his love and with his goodness. Because that's, when you're nurtured and when you're nourished, that's a very, very secure place to be. And I believe the Father wants to bring us into that secure place. And, even as I'm talking, Barry and I are just going to have a bit of time at the end when we pray for one another. But I believe even as I'm talking, the Father wants to nurture our hearts today. And I just want to encourage you to be open to receive whatever he wants to do in your heart as this session goes on. Our fathers and mothers, they love us differently. There's a different expression of love that we receive from a father and a mother. And together, it's kind of like together they represent a more complete expression of love. We need a father's love, we need a mother's love. And when that comes together in a family, we receive that fuller expression of love. And in a natural family, a father's love and a mother's love should complement each other. Sadly, what happens is in broken families, in this broken world that we live, what happens is our parents, rather than complementing each other, they compete against each other. And as a result, we as children growing up, we don't receive the full expression of love that we need to receive. But, you know, God wants to reveal his whole nature. He wants to reveal his whole personality. He wants us to experience the full expression of love, because he is love. And sadly, that love has often been misrepresented, and we've said this many times, our parents themselves, they're broken, they didn't receive the love they needed. And so, you know, the perfect love that we're meant to receive in families, in our home environment, is not what it should have been. And so much of God's love has also been misrepresented, because it's broken people trying to represent what God's love looks like. And, you know, sadly, we've not seen that full picture, or we've not experienced the fullness of who God is. And I believe God is restoring that to his church. He's restoring that to us, because he wants us to be loved with the full and total, complete expression of everything that love is. You know, it's often said, and I think Denise Jordan says this, that a father's love teaches us how to live in the world, and a mother's love teaches us how to live in the home. And we need both of those expressions of love. We need to know how to live in the world, and we need to know how to live in a home family environment. And those are two different expressions of love, our earthly fathers and our earthly mothers. But all of these expressions of love are just the reflection of a little bit of what God is like. See, God's original plan, and we read it in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. You know, God's original plan, which has never changed, his original plan is still his plan today. You know, and God said in Genesis 1:26, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. You know, and that's such an important statement. You know, in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. You see, we are made in his image, and the nature and the image and the personality of God contains everything that is both masculine and feminine. And he took those qualities, and he invested them in each one of us in different proportions, in different ways. But he took the masculine and feminine that is part of his nature, and he put it into the nature of mankind. See, and he, you know, sometimes we kind of forget, because we call God Father, we kind of forget that all of the feminine expressions of love are also part of his nature, part of his character, part of his personality. See, every expression of a father's love and every expression of a mother's love is part of the expression of our heavenly father's love. And what he wants to do is he wants to reveal his complete nature and his complete personality to us. He wants us to experience, you know, his masculine love, but he also wants us to experience his feminine love. He is the perfect and complete representation of everything that we call fatherly love and everything that we call motherly love. They're all contained in him. And when God created mankind, he took those qualities and he put them in us. You see, he, when he, in creating man, he mainly, though not exclusively. You know, we must never think this is an exclusive divide or separation. It's much more complex than that, because each one of us is a little representation. Each one of us is made in the image of God, and each one of us has a different mixture, if you like, of masculine and feminine love. So, you know, me as a man, you know, I've got maybe the more fatherly masculine expressions of love, but I've also got the feminine expressions of love, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you ladies, you've got the feminine expression of love, but many of you have got those masculine qualities of love as well, and there's nothing wrong with that. We're just, each one of us is unique and made in his image, and there's this infinite blend, if you like, that is building up the picture of what God the Father is like. You see, he took the fatherly love, he took the masculine, he took the motherly love, he took the feminine that was part, that is part of his nature, and he's put it into each one of us in a completely unique blend and variety. And what, you know, I think one of the things we've done poorly is we've not accepted the blend of the image of God, if you like, that is in each of us. And we kind of judge because people are not like we are, or they're different to us. And yet each one of us is a reflection of our Heavenly Father, with this blend of his personality put in us. And I believe what God is doing is he is restoring what has been lost. Because historically and traditionally, the church has majored on the more masculine and fatherly expression of love, and has therefore missed out on the motherly and feminine qualities of love. That's why we don't talk about comfort, because comfort is one of the strong feminine attributes. And, you know, we just don't talk about it, because we've majored on the masculine side of God's love. And God's, you know, those masculine qualities are vital and important, but we also need to major just as much on the feminine side, the motherly attributes of God's love, because they are just as much a part of him as the masculine ones. Because God is spirit. You know, this is not a gender issue. This is a spirit issue, that is recognizing that God is total and complete, and we are just a little reflection in part of his glory and his amazement. So we've missed out on things like comfort. We've missed out on things like nurture. We've missed out on kindness, on tenderness, on gentleness, on compassion. And these are all part of God's heart. They're all part of the nature of our Father. There may be the more feminine side, which gathers and loves and feeds and nourishes. And we've missed out on that because we've been focusing on his more masculine qualities. You see, when we do this, I was reading a book yesterday, a book by a guy called Thomas Smale, which was written in the 1970s, and it's called The Forgotten Father. It's a brilliant book. He was really prophetic about seeing this revelation of the Father way back then, 50 years ago or so. But, you know, one of the things he said was, if we ignore the feminine motherly qualities of God, we will seek for that expression elsewhere. And the thing he said we do by default is we turn Jesus into being a very meek and mild, kind, almost motherly person, because we're trying to seek for that expression of love. And he said, you know, we do the Trinity, and we do ourselves a disservice when we ignore the feminine qualities of the Father, the motherly qualities. And I believe God is restoring the complete image, his complete image to his church. He's restoring the masculine and the feminine, not to compete, but to work together in a beautiful unity. Because that can only be good for us. It can only be good for this lost, broken world that is in desperate need of love. You know, and I believe it's kind of starts with us. You know, we often talk about becoming a loving people, you know, to go and love the world and to take the love of Jesus to the world and to take the Father's love to the world. And, you know, we talk about us becoming a loving church. But we cannot be a loving people until we have first become a loved people. See, we can only love because he first loved us. We can only love because we've received his love into our hearts first. And so the only way for us to become a loving people is to become a loved people. And I believe that's what God is restoring to us in these days. And it's exciting. You see, when you look at society at large, it's a very masculine society. You know, church, society, family have become very masculine and therefore very vision-led, very activity-based, very managerial, very control and goal-oriented, very decisive, very driven. Now, those qualities are good, but they need to be balanced by the softer tenderness, gentleness, and kindness. And that's what we've missed out. And, you know, I really believe that the whole feminist movement is actually seeking to masculinize the feminine. It's trying to take the feminine and make it masculine. And it's, you know, that's not the true feminine. The true feminine is gentle, it's comfort, it's nourishment, it's nurture, it's kindness, it's gentleness. And we've let that seep in, if you like, into the church. And actually what we need to do is we need to look at the whole expression, the complete expression of what our Father is like. And we need to see the balance restored. It needs to be balanced. We need to see the balance restored of the masculine and the feminine, the fatherly and the motherly. And so what I want to do today is really just look at some of the ways in which a mother, you know, how a mother loves us, how a mother loves us. You know, if I were doing a live school or encounter or a live session, I would play a little video by a comedian called Michael Jr. And you may want to look at it on YouTube later. It's if you Google Michael Jr. birth of daughter, you'll see him in the room just after his little daughter's been born. And you will see the response of this little baby, newborn baby, totally brand new, you know. You will see this little baby's response when he starts talking to her and when he starts telling her that he loves her. And the whole baby's face and demeanor changes. And it's like she's so totally focused on this gentle, calm voice, you know. And he is a father, he's a man, but he's pouring this feminine expression of love into his baby daughter. I'd really encourage you to have a look at it. Michael Jr., you know, birth of daughter, and it will come up on YouTube. You see, one of the things a mother does or is meant to do, and sadly so many mothers have broken themselves, they can't do this for us. And, you know, many of us will understand that this is an area where we've really lost out. But what a mother is meant to do for us is to give us a sense of security and belonging. A mother teaches us how to receive and contain love. You know, a mother's love puts a container inside a child's heart that enables that child to receive and hold on to love. You know, she does that, you know, mum does that through her voice and through her touch and through her eyes. You know, we all know that look, don't you? You know, when a mother's looking at a baby, it's the cutest thing in the world. You know, it's just pouring that love into that little baby. You know, I did that the other day with my new grandson. I picked him up, I held him in my hands, and I just looked him in his little eyes, and I just poured my love into his heart. You see, a mother's love builds that container. Now, sadly, if our mothers haven't been whole or haven't received that themselves, you know, they can't do that to us fully. And many of us understand that. Many of us, we know the lack in our own lives. We know the inability that we have of being able to contain love. You see, when that container of love is built inside of us, it deals with the sense of abandonment that many of us feel. See, an orphan feels abandoned, and an orphan heart is an empty heart. It's not got that container, or if it's got a container, it's like a colander that leaks. It's got holes in it. And you know, an orphan feels that sense of abandonment. Whereas if we've really been loved well, we know we've got that container inside of us that enables us to receive and hang on to love. And that's what the Father wants to do. He wants to put that container in our hearts that enables us to not only receive love, but to hang on to love. In Isaiah 49, verse 15, Isaiah writes prophetically from the heart of the Father. He says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she's born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. You know, I think it must be nearly impossible for a mother to forget her babies. You know, even if she's had to put those babies out for adoption or fostering or something, I believe she still remembers. And I believe she hangs on to that. And it's like, you know, no, a mother can't forget. But God says, even if she does, I won't forget you. You know, and I believe the Father wants to say that to many people watching this today or watching it later, that it's, you know, he does not forget you. He knows you. He holds you in the palm of his hands, and he wants to soak you. He wants to pour his love into your heart. See, a mother, and it's the same for the church, a mother is a place of connectedness. And, you know, abandonment is probably the deepest pain a human being can experience. And it takes a supernatural and divine healing to restore what's been lost. And I believe that that is possible. I know it's possible. I know that the Father can do it. That if you experience that sense of abandonment, if you experience that sense of not being able to trust, the Father can, you know, if you know that the container in your heart is leaking love as fast as it's poured in, I want to say to you that the Father can restore that. And he can plug the holes in that container. And he can put within you a container that can receive and can retain love. And I believe he wants to do that for many of us today. You know if you've got that lack or that loss in your heart. And the Father wants to restore and redeem what has been stolen from you. You know, if we've been abandoned or rejected by our mothers, then our ability to trust is often hugely diminished, if not non-existent. And Psalm 22, verse 9 says, at my mother's breast did I learn to hope and to trust. See, when a mother holds us in that embrace that place with a child. A baby is totally dependent. I was looking at my little grandson Corey, and you know, looking at my daughter feed him. He is totally dependent on her for everything. You know, he gets cuddles from his dad and his grandpa and his grandma and the other brothers, but he's totally dependent. Yeah, you know, he totally trusts my daughter to give him everything he needs. And you know, that's an expression of love that I believe the Father wants us to receive from him, is that we learn to totally trust him. We learn to be totally dependent on him. We learn to allow that container to be healed and restored so that we can hang on to the love. And the sense of abandonment, we no longer need to feel. God says, I no longer leave you as orphans. I have come to you. See, that orphan heart can be dealt with by us simply receiving more and more of his love. And instead of a sense of abandonment, we feel a sense of belonging. And I just want you to reach out, even in this moment, just reach out and say, Father, I need to know that sense of belonging. I need to really know. And just cry out to him now to deal with the abandonment in your heart, because I really believe he wants to do that. Another expression of a mother's love, and again, this is another expression of the Father's love for us, is a mother loves to nourish and feed and nurse. You know, they a mother takes something that is not doing so well and wants to see it do better through care and love and attention. And you know, the feminine, whether it's expressed through a man or whether it's expressed through a woman, the feminine nature has a heart and a desire to nurture and nourish. It's what causes us to grow. And that's what the Father wants to do. He wants to nurture and nourish us and cause us to grow. He wants us to be strengthened within. You know, the enemy has really sought to destroy this and take away this nurturing, that we receive love to cause us to grow and nurture and be nourished. You see, the enemy wants to rob us of that so that we end up in a life of striving and independence that says, I will do it for myself. And that's the way so many of us live. You know, I will do this. I will look after myself. I will provide for myself. And you know, we know that when we do that, we don't feel nurtured, we don't feel nourished. All we do is feel worn out because we're striving and pushing, you know, driving ahead. And what the Father wants to do is he wants to take that pressure off. He wants to nurture us. He wants to nourish us. He wants to be the source of all our energy. You know, it's not that we don't, you know, of course we will work hard, and you know, sometimes there will be intense periods where we work hard, but deep down, we know we have the assurance that he is the source of our life, that he's nourishing us with his love, he's nurturing us. You see, if we ignore the feminine side of God the Father, we cut out and we destroy his ability to nurture us. We just don't receive it. But when we recognize those feminine qualities in the Father, we're able to be nurtured and nourished. One of the names that God uses for himself in the Old Testament is El Shaddai. And that means, that's often translated God Almighty. But it also means the All-Sufficient One. Yeah, you know, that basically means God's enough. He is the one who mightily nourishes, he mightily protects, he mightily provides, he mightily blesses his people. See, King David found this in Psalm 131. He says, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with matters, with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I have calmed and quieted myself. I'm like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord now and forevermore. You see, David found out that God was the all-sufficient one. Even as a king, God was the all-sufficient one. You know, some versions say, like a weaned child at its mother's breast, so is my soul within me. And I believe there's an intimate place for each one of us at the Father's side, in the Father's bosom, held in that embrace where we're nurtured and strengthened by his love. See, he is, for you and me, he is the all-sufficient one. And when we really, really have a revelation of that and an understanding of that in our hearts, we can come to that place of being still. You know, Psalm 46 verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. And I think a lot of us we find that a challenge, because we can't be still because we can't trust. And we can't be at that place of rest because we feel there's always something more that we have to do. And God says, no, no, no. No, no, no. Our Father says to us today, he says to you and he says to me, he says, I'm enough. I am the all-sufficient one. I am all you need. And therefore, you can be still. You can be at rest. And many of us have not had mothers who've been whole enough in themselves to nurture us. You know, they've been damaged, their own femininity has been violated. And so they've not been able to show us that expression of love that the Father wanted us to receive. You know, and that has great implications for us as individuals and us as a church, because it's caused us to be stunted in our growth. And what the Father wants to do is say to each one of us, I am enough. Let me nurture you and let me nourish you. Another expression of the feminine, the motherly love, is comfort. And we've talked about that a lot on the webcast in the past. And Barry and I have both got other, you know, full length talks on comfort. But see, comfort is an expression of love that goes to the core of our deep pain. It brings relief from pain, distress, or affliction. It satisfies and strengthens within. It provides a sense of well-being and quiet enjoyment. And whenever we are emotionally empty, we need to be comforted. Whenever we're in shock, we need to be comforted. Whenever we feel alone or abandoned or in pain or sick or bereaved or wounded or rejected, we need to experience more comfort than the pain or the wound that we've experienced. You know, every trauma that we've experienced, whether it's big or small, is actually big because it needs to be met with a great level of comfort to bring healing and wholeness. You know, if we don't receive more comfort than the pain we've experienced, we will be left in pain or left in discomfort. And what the Father wants to do is he wants to comfort us, you know, and those of you who know me, it's something I'm passionate about. I really believe that, you know, we ignore comfort at our peril. And the wonderful thing is our Father, our Heavenly Father, is a comforting Father. See, and if we only see the masculine expression of love, we will miss out on his comfort. And I really believe that's what's happened. As I travel around, as I go to churches, I go to different places, I ask people how often they've heard someone talk about comfort. And it's very, very rare. It's a topic that's mentioned so much in the Bible, but yet we don't talk about it. We don't allow ourselves to receive it. And yet the Father, he is the Father of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, Paul says. And so we do him a disservice, and we also do ourselves a disservice if we ignore the motherly, the feminine expressions of love that are just as much a part of his nature as the masculine and fatherly expressions of love. It's all contained. It's all part of who he is. And comfort is something that we desperately need to receive. You know, if we begin to see God as both masculine and feminine, male and female, it's all come from him. He is the origin and source of all of that. The moment we begin to recognize that, then we can begin to see that he really is the God and Father of all comfort. And he wants us to receive that. Another expression of a motherly love is welcome. A mother's love, the feminine, it's a place of welcome. It's a place of acceptance. And, you know, if a mother is whole enough, you know, her heart will leap when you come. I mean, I love the way Fiona is excited when our kids come to visit. You know, she'll make their favorite meal. She'll get their bedroom ready. She'll, you know, she just wants to have that place of welcome. And I do too. You know, I'm out there. You know, when I see their car coming down the road, I'm out there to welcome them. Fiona's the same. Because we want to welcome our children into our home. We want to welcome other people into our home. And it's that feminine expression of love to welcome and make people feel at home. And again, if we only see God as masculine, as fatherly, we miss out on this sense of welcome. And I really believe that the church should be a place where people can feel welcome. I really believe the church should be a place where people can come with all of their pain. They can come with all of their poverty of spirit. They can come with all of their problems. They can come feeling beat up and rejected and abandoned and alone. They can come from the pigsty and they can feel welcome. And I really believe that we've missed out on that. And it's something the Father wants to restore to us. In Psalm 23, it says, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. See, that's what a mother loves to do. A mother loves to gather her children and feed them and nourish them. And it's what the Father wants to do for us. See, there's probably, it's true to say, there's a hole inside each of us, because none of us have received the love we needed. None of us have received the nurture and the nourishment that we needed. You know, our parents just couldn't give it to us, but yet God the Father can. And he doesn't want us to look elsewhere. He doesn't want us to look at counterfeits. He wants us to run to him and to receive the full expression of love, whether it's masculine or feminine, male or female. He wants us to receive that full expression of love, and he wants to restore it to us so that we don't have any need to look elsewhere, so that in him we are made complete. And I really believe that's the Father's heart for us, is that we are complete in him. That he makes us complete. That as we come to him, he wants to nurture us. He wants to feed us. He wants to give us a sense of belonging rather than being abandoned. He wants to melt the tough exterior. And he wants us to bring us to a place where we are comforted, where we know we belong. See, he wants to reveal his compassionate heart for you and me. He's not angry. He's not distant. He's not a judge. But he is merciful. And as we journey on, as we find the Father, as we have this encounter with the Father, the deeper we go into it, what we will discover is more of the masculine fatherly love, and also more of the feminine motherly love, because every expression of love comes from the heart of the Father. You know, he is the full expression, the total expression of masculine love and feminine love. And he's given a little bit of that nature to each one of us. We need a father's love. We need a mother's love. We need to experience the fatherly love from our Heavenly Father. We need to experience the motherly love from our Heavenly Father. We need our heart to be made whole. Sadly, many people have suffered abuse. Many people have not been comforted. They've not been nurtured. They've not been dealt with gently. You know, we've not experienced compassion. Sadly, many of us have only really ever seen one side of God's nature. And we've missed out on so much. But he is restoring his whole, his full nature to the church. He is restoring his full nature to you and me. And he wants us to receive all of that. He wants us to receive the masculine, the fatherly, but he also wants us to receive the feminine and the motherly. I'm going to bring Barry back, and then the two of us are we're just going to take a few moments just to pray. And just want to encourage you to open your hearts to receive this expression of love, this nurturing love, this nourishing love, this love that builds up and strengthens, this love that makes us feel we belong, that we're whole, that we can trust. Do you want to add anything, my friend?
I have nothing to add to that, my brother. That was so good. Thank you for doing that.
Are you up for praying for folk? Let's do that. Yeah. So just put some music. Just relax wherever you are.
Mm.
If you know you've felt abandoned, just bring that to the Father. Say, Father, I don't want to feel that anymore. I want to feel I belong in your heart. I want to feel I've got a place in the bosom of the Father. So, Father, we just come to you. Thank you, Father, for your love for us. Thank you that you are the complete expression of love. Thank you that you're loving us now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that you've always loved us. Father, you not only love us as a father, but you love us as a mother. Every expression of love comes from you. That you are the all-sufficient one. You are all we need. Father, would you come to us today? Just as we are. Father, would you come to us and would you nurture us? Would you nourish us? Father, for those of us who specifically feel that sense of abandonment from time to time, Father, would you pour your nurturing love into our heart that enables us to trust, enables us to believe that all is well, enables us to know that you are all we need. Father, bring us to that place of childlike dependence and reliance on you that simply says, I trust you. That like the psalmist, we can say, at your side, I have learned to hope and to trust. As we rest in your bosom, Father, we can learn to trust. And in that place of trust, we can feel that deep sense of acceptance. I particularly pray, Father, that the orphan heart that makes us feel abandoned, that Father, you would just wash that away, that you would heal and you would restore, and instead of abandonment, you would just plant a seed of acceptance in our hearts, that we know we are accepted, that we know we belong. And even if our parents have abandoned us, even if our parents have rejected us, even if things have been really difficult there, Father, we know with you we are accepted.
Yeah.
We belong.
Yeah.
Father, help us to be content in your arms tonight.
Yeah.
That we know that you welcome us home. Father, would you just create that container inside our hearts that is able to receive and hang on to love? That we wouldn't leak and we wouldn't let it run out of the holes, but you would plug the holes and you would heal and restore and strengthen us, Father. That everything that is masculine, everything that is feminine is just an expression of your heart. And we want to experience that whole expression in all of its fullness, Father. Thank you, Father.
Father, we thank you that a bruised reed you will not break.
Yeah.
And a smoldering wick you will not put out.
Yeah.
And Father, anybody who is, if we have experienced the harshness from a parental love, from a father or mother, I just pray, Father, that we would be able to experience your gentleness tonight. Your nurturing, caring love, Father, that you lay your life down for us.
Yeah.
You protect us, you encourage us, you nurse us to life. Father, we all want to go deeper into this everlasting relationship with you, where we experience your maternal love, your gentleness, your kindness, your protection, and your compassion. Wow. So, Father, we just come to you as little boys, little girls, just need love. Again, Father, we just need to hear that you love us. We need to rest in your love. And Father, any fear of abandonment, fear of being judged, fear of being misunderstood, Father, I just pray that your perfect love would just cast out all of our fear, even in this very moment. Just help us to focus on receiving your love, drinking in your love, Father.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bring healing and wholeness to our hearts.
Yes.
Father, bring healing,
yes.
Bring wholeness.
Yes.
Father, we know, as Barry's prayed, our hearts are often bruised and battered, but like that bruised reed, and you say you do not reject. Do not cast it away. Father, we bring our bruised and battered hearts to you today. And we ask you, Father, to pour your love, your comforting love, your nurturing love. Pour that into our hearts, Father, to make us whole. Heal us, restore us, Father. Father, would you go on doing that in our hearts even as we finish this broadcast?
Yeah.
Father, even as we sleep tonight, there would be wholeness and healing. Father, you would wash our hearts through with love. Father, we don't want to judge our mothers. We don't want to judge our fathers. We certainly don't want to condemn them. But we want to take our eyes away from, Father, we want to take our eyes away from the lack and the loss. And we want to focus our eyes on you. Because you are the source of all we need. You are the all-sufficient one. Father, may we not look at what we've not had, but may we look at what we can have from you, that what we can receive from you. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Good stuff, Mitty.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I want to just kind of curl up and just go for a nap.
Feel free. I feel like we've touched something today.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage you to go on receiving. You know, you might just want to find a quiet place in your own home or go out for a walk sometime. Just let the Father carry on doing what he's begun to do. You know, on these sessions, we can only just touch something, but God is faithful, you know, and if God touches something and God begins to do something, he will bring it to completion. You know, he will lead you on that journey. And so just take time, I believe, to receive more. You know, I believe the Father wants to do a deep work in our hearts. So let's trust him that he is good, eh?
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all for joining us. We'll be back next week. Next week, it is the two of us, same time, same place. And we look forward to seeing you then. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
See everybody. Bye.